The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
With reference to our country's much too often and much too long involvement with wars which our ancestors warned us to not become sucked into, will we ever learn to mind our own business? The war in Afghanistan now is going on for 9 to 10 years, and it's a war in a terrain which we will never conquer. We do not belong there. And daily we are reminded by way of TV how many young American heroes come home without limbs, having accomplished nothing good for our own freedom. One can ask, how did those brave, foolish youth get involved in a war far from home to serve our country? That is a tragic, tragic farce. And there are other dimensions to these urgent voices to our young, gullible Americans to go to war in a faraway land to protect our country when it's none of our business? If we need protection, why are we in Afghanistan for so many years? When American soldiers have completed their tours of serving and come back, why do so many of them commit suicide? Injured physically and emotionally, they discover that our country has let them down and discarded them. While in combat, they receive pathetically low wages, and if they have families, they suffer financially too, while those in our Congress receive at least a number of times as many wages as the soldiers do. There is a crazy imbalance in this picture. Our country should help returning soldiers financially, but instead, we the people are being begged by TV to provide wounded warriors with money daily. And because we do help our veterans, our government does not, to the extent that it should. Now we should demand that our leaders take less for themselves and give much more to our military and their families. And most of all, let's learn to stay out of wars that do not involve us. Osama bin Laden must be laughing at us all the time. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.